हरे कृष्ण। डोंट लेट स्यूडो हंगर मैस्क्वेरेड एज हंगर। सपोज वी आर ड्राइविंग अ कार एंड वी जस्ट फ्यूल्ड इट। नाउ वी नो दैट इट विल रन फॉर अ पर्टिकुलर डिस्टेंस बिफोर इट रन्स आउट ऑफ फ्यूल। सपोज इट starts giving a low fuel indicator long before that distance, then we will immediately suspect, how could the fuel have got exhausted so quickly? Probably there's something wrong with the fuel indicator. And we will check the fuel indicator. We won't just immediately start spending our money to refuel the car again. So just as we check the fuel indicator, whether it is working properly or not, similarly we should check our hunger indicator in our own on our bodily vehicle when we start feeling prematurely hungry between meal times. Normally when we take a meal, we eat adequately enough for us to have energy till the next meal. But when we feel hungry before that, often that feeling is not the signal of hunger coming from the body, but it is the feeling of pseudo hunger coming from the mind. Now, what exactly is the pseudo hunger? Pseudo hunger means actually there is not, the body doesn't need food. It is the mind which is craving, even when there is no bodily need. Now, why this pseudo hunger sort of thing is there? Because for us, eating, the two signals of hunger and pseudo hunger get mixed up, and we often find it difficult to differentiate between the two. Because for us, eating is not just a filling activity. We want it to be also fulfilling activity. We eat not just for nutrition but also for satisfaction, and it's perfectly okay to want to have good food to eat. In fact, a large part of human culture is centered on cooking, serving and savoring good food. So we can't equate our eating with, say, putting a pipe into the fuel tank hole of a car, putting a fuel pipe in that. So we can't really equate eating with that. That is quite dehumanizing. After all, we are conscious beings and we experience the food that we eat. So that's why it's perfectly okay, and in fact it's not normal to have pleasure also as a purpose of eating. But pleasure needs to be its secondary purpose, subordinate purpose, not the primary purpose. The primary purpose of food is nutrition, and the secondary purpose of satisfaction needs to be subordinated to or harmonized with this purpose. That means we eat food primarily for getting energy. Along with that, if it tastes good, that's an additional thing. But when we make the secondary purpose the primary purpose, that means when we eat primarily for pleasure, then we tend to either eat too much or eat too frequently or eat too opulently, and all this often causes health problems. Obesity and its associated health issues are a big problem all over the world today. In fact, it is almost assumed epidemic proportions now. So this people eat more than necessary because they mistake pseudo hunger to be hunger, and that's how they get misled. And of course our pseudo hunger signals are activated and aggravated even more by the popular culture around us, which glamorizes fast foods and other various kinds of unhealthy foods based on just their taste. So naturally people succumb, mistaking pseudo hunger to be hunger, and then overeat and get health problems. So the very food that is meant to strengthen the body ends up weakening the body because of excessive intake. So to avoid such health problems, we need to be able to differentiate pseudo hunger from hunger. What are the characteristics of pseudo hunger by which we can unmask it? It's primarily two characteristics. One is untimeliness that we mentioned earlier, and second is selectiveness. Untimeliness means that if we have eaten one meal and if we have eaten adequately enough to sustain ourselves for the next meal, and then we have not done any major exhausting activity after that, energy draining activity, then if we suddenly feel hungry in between, if we feel our hand being pushed to the snack, then you should know that actually it is pseudo hunger that is impelling us. And second is selectiveness. So if we feel pushed towards some specific snack, say a pizza or a pakoda or some other thing that we consider delicious, and not towards something just needed to fill the stomach, then at the time of such selectiveness, we can be say we can safely infer that actually the pusher is pseudo hunger. Now, it's one thing to differentiate between pseudo hunger and hunger, but it's another thing to be able to resist the push of pseudo hunger. How do we do that? For that, we need to, first of all, to differentiate and to resist the pseudo hunger. We need to be situated at a level above our feelings to observe and discern between those feelings. If we are in the flow of the feelings, then we'll get carried away by them. So how can we raise ourselves above our feelings? By philosophical education and devotional meditation. Now, philosophical education that comes from the Bhagavad Gita and other spiritual wisdom texts helps us understand that we are not the body. We are souls. And as souls, we are situated above our bodily machines. So our constitutional position itself is above the bodily machines. And then devotional meditation, especially centered on chanting of the holy names, it gives us experience of higher spiritual happiness by connecting us with Krishna, the reservoir of all happiness. And by that, it makes us less reliant on material pleasures, including the pleasure of eating. So now philosophical education and devotional meditation, actually they do much more than just raise us above pseudo hunger. Actually, they connect, by connecting us with Krishna, they fulfill our innermost, our heart's hunger for love and life. And love that goes on eternally. So, the Bhagavad Gita mentions in 6.17, Yuktahara viharasya yukta cheshtasya karmasu yukta swapnavabodhasya yogo bhavati dukkaha yukta. Yukta can mean two things. Yukta can mean regulated, and yukta also means connected. So, when the word yukta comes, we are connected. When we are connected with Krishna, we are connected with spiritual reality, and we are experiencing higher happiness thereof, then we become regulated at the material, in our material indulgences, in our material activities. And by this regulation and connection combined together, we march forwards onto Krishna to eternal happiness with Him. So, yogo bhavati dukkaha. We become free from the miseries of material existence. Thank you. Hare Krishna.